Hi, I'm Pastor Rich, and our streaming church service is about to begin. But before we roll that countdown, let me take a moment to orient you to our service, especially if this is your first time. Church Online is a place where we worship together. It's where we hear a message that speaks to our hearts. It's where we greet each other and chit-chat with friends. Sometimes it's where we break down and cry, and where we pray with each other for the things that are burdening us. Well, today I hope we are all ready to encounter Jesus, and that you'll find that this online service is a warm and safe place for you to experience your faith. Let me encourage you to watch with expectation and to fully engage in this church experience. I can only think of one thing that would make this service even better, and that's inviting a friend or a family member to share this with you. So, as we're about to start, I hope you understand that this isn't something you just watch. It's an experience you participate in. So let's get this service started. Welcome to New Hope Central Oahu Online.
Hi, welcome. We're the Kawasugi family, and we'd like to welcome you to our online church service for New Hope Mililani. We're so excited that you could join us today.
And we're excited to be here too.
So let's prepare ourselves for worship and prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with open arms to embrace your word and your will and to receive your love, grace, and forgiveness. And Father God, we ask that you prepare our hearts and our minds so that we can fully hear your message. And please give us the courage to put it for us to put it into action. We praise you, we give you thanks, and we give you all the glory. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. So, here we go.
You leave. Aloha, everyone. I'm standing, of course, here at the Arizona Memorial. You know, for Americans, this place is forever etched in memory, and as well as it should be, we should never forget what took place here, because this was the beginning of World War II for the United States of America. This is where the first shots were fired, the first bombs were dropped here, and also our first casualties of the war. And on this Memorial Day, we want to honor their sacrifice, as well as the sacrifice of everyone who's ever fought for this country, for our freedom. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we stand on holy ground this Memorial Day weekend to cherish the memory of every person who gave their last full measure of devotion for us, for freedom, for you, God. And we just honor their memory. We cherish their sacrifice. Lord, we are so grateful as a country for what they did for us, what they sacrificed for us. And we pray for families and their loss. And Lord, on this Memorial Day, our hearts are filled with gratitude. And so we thank you for each other. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for this great nation. In Jesus' name I pray. All God's children said, amen, amen.
Extraordinary men and women went before us with unmatched resilience, enduring hardship when called upon to defend and liberate. They said yes. They found courage to rise with every sun, loyalty toward their country, discipline for every command. Even in the darkest hours, they said yes. They cherished and fought for freedom, so those coming behind them were assured of it. And when the moment came for them to give it all, their futures never to be written, they said yes. Today, we think upon their sacrifice and find our way to honor them, saying yes to making the most of what they gave us and filling the earth with God's goodness. We thank them for their yes. They will never be forgotten.
Aloha. I'm Pastor Rich, and thank you for joining us today at New Hope Central Oahu Online, especially if this is your first time. One of the ways that we can get to know you better is having you fill out our online connection card. Whether it's your first time or you've been attending for years, the online connection card is an easy and convenient way that you can get help in your spiritual journey or prayer for a situation you may be facing. We encourage you to use it regularly. And remember, you can fill it out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on the website. As you're filling that out, I do have some information to share with you. And the first is an Aloha team update. For that, let's go to our strangely familiar correspondent in the field.
All right, yeah, thank you, Pastor Rich. And yeah, behind me right now is the Aloha team's food distribution that was held on Thursday from 10 to noon. And there's been an entire team of folks that have been packing all these bags full of eggs and bread and canned goods and food that you guys donated. And just before I started recording this, there was a long line of people here who were standing in line needing the help that you were able to provide for them. And even now, people are pulling up and getting food and the things that they need to live their lives during this COVID crisis. And so just wanted to say that this is the difference that you and your gifts have made to this community here in the heart of Wahiwa. And so I wanted to say thank you on behalf of everybody here for your kukua in helping the people who really need it most. All right, back to you.
Thanks, Rich. Now, for those of you who are new, the Aloha Teams is our way of helping our community through this COVID-19 crisis. We wanted to be sure that you knew where to go if you have a need. Right at the top of the Aloha Team section of our website is a link to a form that you can fill out to get help or to give help. Whatever your need may be, let the Aloha Team help you find a solution. Also, in response to those who may be facing job loss or career change as a result of COVID-19, the Aloha team is excited to make available Career Connect workshops with author and career coach Kara Heilman. Now, those are every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. via a Zoom call. Now, these workshops would normally command a steep fee to get access to this level of coaching and expertise. But Kara wants to bless her island home with the knowledge and the experience that she has gained over the years. For more information or to register for these life-changing workshops, please visit the Aloha Team section of our website and fill out the free registration form. Now, the summer session of Transformation Academy will be starting soon, and there are many classes and many topics that can help you grow in your faith, including things like how to raise kids, how to understand and communicate the Bible, and how to be fit both physically and spiritually.
Hi, we're the Haitsukas. I'm Brant, and this is my wife, Janelle, and we just like to share a little bit about our experience with the Transformation Academy.
What I thought was going to be a journey by myself at first actually was a blessing for my husband to attend. Not only was my husband attending the classes, but my two boys, Bryson and Branson.
Yes, and for me, I'm relatively new in my walk with Christ. So I think the biggest benefit for me was teaching me how to cope, yeah, with certain situations, and especially with this COVID-19 pandemic. I really don't know, you know, where I would have been or what situation I would have been in, right, if it wasn't for all our amazing pastors and mentors in the church. So I just highly encourage each and every one of you who hasn't, you know, taken one of these classes to find the strength and the courage, you know, pray on it and, you know, seriously consider taking and, you know, being engaged. Because, and also, best of all, the classes are free, right?
So if you feel that God is telling you to register for these classes will help you and guide you and build a better foundation with God and for you and your families. So please register.
Yes, so stay healthy, stay safe, and God bless to you all.
See the total class listing and register on our website, nhcohawaii.org/transformationacademy. Now, another way that we grow is in community, and every campus has opportunities for you to get connected to a small group for the purpose of growth, accountability, and friendship. We call them Ohana groups, and if you're serious about growing in your faith, you need something more than just these Sunday services. You need an Ohana group that's going to create a safe and fertile environment for you to grow and connect. Now, there are Ohana groups for everyone, so see the listing on the website. The hardest part is taking the first step. I hope you see that we are committed as a church to your spiritual transformation, and it's important that we take a moment from time to time to evaluate ourselves as a church and see if we are addressing your needs as practically and effectively as possible. To do that, we have a very important assessment that we are asking everyone to fill out today at the end of our service. Not now. It will be about 5 minutes, which is why we don't want you to do it right now, but we will make it available here at the end of service as well as on our website if you're watching this delayed. It is an important temperature check on our effectiveness as a church during this crisis. Now, for more information about anything else happening here at New Hope Central Oahu, please visit our website, nhcohawaii.org. Well, now is the time where we continue in worship through giving. If you're new to New Hope Central Oahu, then please consider this service as our gift to you. But if you do consider this as your home church, then we encourage you to give as the Lord leads. How? Well, you can use the Give buttons right here on this page. You can click the Give with Pushpay button in the upper right of our website, nhcohawaii.org, or you can even text the letters NHCO to 77977 and follow the prompts. All right, let's pray for the offering. Lord God, thank you so much for this time to gather together as a church here online, God, and to worship you, to hear from your word, and Lord, just to express our trust and our love for you. And Father, we just ask that as we give these tithes and offerings, Lord, that you would use them to build your kingdom. Remind us, Lord, that everything we have has come from you. And Lord, it's an honor for us to be able to build your kingdom by returning to you a portion of what you've been so generous to us with. Lord, thank you for this time to gather together. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, well, now is the time where we roll up our sleeves and show this week's When God Shows Up message delivered by Pastor Earl Morihira, titled, A Call to Action.
I'm here at Wahaila Ridge State Park. And it is here where I would come and have my half dogs, half day alone with God as a University of Hawaii student. And it was here where I would get away from college life and tune in to God, where He'd speak and I'd try to listen and have God direct my steps in all areas of my life. It's so tranquil up here now, but down on the mountain, I know many are getting restless, so wanting to get back to normal. But at the same time, it's so uncertain what that new normal will be like. Everyone is awaiting for a clear call for action on how soon to open up again. If we open up too early, there's a risk of community spread, and medical experts say that would be devastating. But if we continue to take more conservative actions, keeping Hawaii closed, there is a cost of permanent job losses, foreclosure of homes, depression, anxiety, and tragically, possibly even more suicides. In any case, we're all crying out for this pandemic to end. Don't you feel like we're enslaved by this pandemic and we need to be delivered? We need a clear call to action. And in distressful moments like this, we cry out to God for Him to give us clear direction and right action steps to take. You see, throughout history, believers have cried out to God in times of distress. In Psalm 3, the lyrics go like this. But You, O Lord, are a shield around me. You are my glory, the one who holds my head high. I cried up to the Lord, and He answered me from His holy mountain. It was here in my early 20s that I'd come up here, and I remember crying out to God for my future plans about relationships I had, decisions I had to make, and action steps to take. And God would speak, well, not audibly, but into my soul. And this is where I begin to tell the difference between self-speak and God speak. You see, there are many examples in the Bible where God's people would cry out in their distress and how God calls His people to respond to some kind of action. And God uses various delivery systems to show up and call His people into action. Sometimes He uses circumstances. Frequently, He uses pain. And often God speaks loudly through the Holy Spirit's whispers. And other times He speaks clearly through His very words from the Bible. And God even uses other speakers to speak into our lives, like mentors. So it's not if God calls us into action. The question is, when God does, what are we going to do? Are we going to obediently respond to His call? Or are we going to make excuses and stall on God's call? In one familiar, distressful situation, remember the enslaved Israelites crying out to God to be delivered from their kingdom lockdown situation? Well, it wasn't a pandemic that kept them in a lockdown. They were enslaved by the oppression of their captors, the Egyptians, to hard labor to build the Egyptians' kingdom. And God heard their cries and showed up to one man to take action and lead the people to freedom. It's the familiar story of God calling Moses to action. And in His call, God shows up in the wilderness and on a mountain like this. And let me read to you about that encounter when God showed up to Moses from Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flames of fire from within the bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see the strange sight. Why the bush does not burn up? And when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. And I'll pick up the story from verse 7 and 9 and 10. And the Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I've heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. Now, did you catch how God showed up to Moses? It was through a burning bush that God caught Moses' attention and called him into action in response to the distress of His people. Nowhere else does God show up like this to call someone into action. That was God's call to Moses. You see, our burning bush moment where God calls us into action will be unique and tailor-made to each of us. The way that God calls us into action will surely be different. But what will be the same are our excuses to our inaction. God called Moses to an impossible call of action, to free God's people out of slavery. You see, Moses had no army, no special forces, not even the support of his own people initially. But he had God on his side. And we can so miss what God promised Moses in that huge call of action on his life. And let's not miss this from verse 12. And God said, I will be with you. And in the midst of that impossible task, I'm sure Moses was assured that at least he'd know that God would be with him to help him to accomplish the task that he's called him to do. That encounter changed Moses' life and the lives of generations to follow. Moses answered God's call from the bush with, here I am, hineni. But whether he was scared or humble, he quickly made excuses for not immediately taking action. And I'll go over some of those excuses he made to stall on God's call. Let me see if you can relate to some of these excuses that Moses gives when God called him into action. In Exodus 3:1, this is how Moses responded to God. But Moses protested to God, who am I to appear before the Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt? What he was saying was, God, I'm not good enough. I'm not qualified. I'm sure you can call someone else to do what you want. No, Moses, I'm calling you. And when God calls you, you might be the only one that can respond to that call of action. God's not going to call the qualified. He's going to qualify those he calls. And it will require us to take a step of faith. I remember when I was in high school and my high school coach called me out. And he called me out and said, Earl, I want you to be one of the team captains. And I looked around. He said, Earl, I'm talking to you and I'm calling you. Are you going to panty out or are you going to man up? I don't know if exactly that's what the coach said, but I remember that I felt I didn't want to panty out. And I think he saw potential in me. So I said, okay, I'll take on that. And I pray that today I can be a man and respond to God's call. And if he's going to call me, he's going to qualify me. And I'm surely hope that I'm going to man up. That's the same thing that happened when Pastor Mike called me out. And he said, Earl, I want you to be a pastor. Have you thought about that? And I said to myself, God, I'm not going to miss out on this call. I'm not going to panty out. And I'm going to accept that call. And I'm so glad I did. Moses gives another excuse in verse 13. But Moses protested, if I go to the people of Israel and tell them, the God of my ancestors has sent me to you, they will ask me, what is his name? Then what should I tell them? It's this excuse of, I know all the answers, God. I haven't figured it all yet excuse. And as a boy, Moses was raised in Pharaoh's household. He had every advantage of learning. He was well trained, and yet he questioned his abilities. But he missed the very important point. This call wasn't about him. It was about God. The excuse was so lame, and Moses didn't need to know all because it was never about him in the first place. And sometimes we can use this same excuse as well. We don't need to know all the answers. God does. And remember, he will be with us to give us all the answers we need to accomplish his plan. And his excuses didn't stop there. There was another excuse. What if people don't follow what you asked me to do? Listen to what Moses' protest was. But Moses protested again in Exodus 4:1. What if they won't believe me or listen to me? What if they say the Lord never appeared to you? You see, people will always have their doubts. Did God really speak it, or was it you doing that self-speak thing again? We'll always have opposition to God's call. But don't let that stop you from taking action. How about the next excuse that Moses gives? I know can't speak to a good God. Sound like me at times. In verse 4:10, he goes like this. Moses pleaded with the Lord. Oh Lord, I am not good with words. I've never been good, and not even now. But even though you have spoken to me, I get tongue-tied and my words get tangled. Sounds familiar? Don't you think that if God called you to some kind of action, that he'll give you the right words to say? He'll actually speak through you if you just open your mouth. Moses could have stalled God's plan for good with the excuse. It's the I don't like do what you're calling me to do excuse. In verse 13, it says this, but Moses again pleaded, Lord, please send anyone else. I don't want to do this. Isn't that the real issue? We're not willing to step out in faith and obey God when he speaks. Now, I want you to hear from someone who has heard God's call to action. because we are all tempted to stall on God's call, because he too, as you'll hear, had his excuses. Watch this.
Hi, I'm Mark Kabatbat, and this is my wife, Becky Kabatbat. This is my story of God and Jesus calling me to action. So early this year, Jesus called me to start a men's group. If you don't know our testimony, I pray that you look on New Hope Spark online and watch it. But I felt and I had the deep desire in my heart, and I felt the Holy Spirit leading me to start a men's group. There was a gap that I saw at the church where there wasn't like-minded men around the same age group and the same timeline and time frame with us having kids, of now having men get together, locking shields, and basically being godly men. So the Lord was pressing me to have this men's group, and I didn't want to listen. I was insecure. I felt the Lord calling me and talking to me every day and yelling in my ear that I should start this men's group. I ignored him for almost a month, and I thought to myself that I'm not good enough due to my past and our testimony. No one would listen to me. And then when he gave me specific names, I even thought to myself, those guys won't even listen to somebody like me. However, lucky for me, I had an anchor, which was my wife, a strong woman of faith, just breathing life into me and encouraging me.
Mark had mentioned the Holy Spirit telling him to start this men's group, and I thought it was a great idea. We have such a tight-knit women's group in our church, and I feel like having a men's group with just bonding and connecting would be a great addition to the church. And so when he told me that God was pressing this on his heart, I knew exactly that it was Holy Spirit led. And I knew that Mark would be a perfect fit and a perfect leader to kind of corral the men and bring them together. And so I joined him in a time of prayer. And there were even times where, you know, God would give me names of specific men in the church that I thought would be a great addition.
Yeah, so the turning point was, I remember I didn't want to do it one morning, and I woke up feeling very sick and sick to my stomach. It wasn't like I was catching a cold or something, but there was something there, holy discontent that kind of physically manifested. So I said, all right, Lord, I'll do it. And I remember sitting down early that morning and texting the names God downloaded in my heart, the names that downloaded in my wife's heart, and then I sent it out. And to my surprise, not God's surprise and not Jesus' surprise, that all the men went ahead and texted me back. And not only did he confirm through that text, but those guys that text back was saying they were longing and waiting for something like this to happen at the church. So we went through a Bible study, and Resolution Men was the book. If you haven't seen the movie Courageous, it's off of that movie, to be a resolution man and be a man of resolve and a godly man, and taking that responsibilities, that godly responsibilities as a man seriously, and what that really means and translates to being a godly man in your life. And we've been doing that for how long now?
Since January.
Yeah. And we've only added more people, and through it, it's been such a blessing. Like anything else, if you step out, you answer God's call, what really happens is God's really calling you to his plan and purpose in your life, which was such a blessing for myself. And there was nothing I was prepared for before then, or I could do physically, mentally to prepare. All I had to do was trust in the Lord, surrender everything I had, and make sure that I had the right godly people around me, encouraging me and pushing me to answer God's call.
And I believe that if God calls you to do something, he's going to equip you. We all know the saying, right? God doesn't Amen. Call the equipped. He equips the call. Amen. And I'm so thankful for Mark stepping out and pushing past his self-speak and his self-doubt to do something amazing like this for the men. A bunch of us women are reaping the benefits and seeing the fruit from that. Mm.
And the next step to that men's group, believe it or not, was Pastor Earl coming ahead. And you know how enthusiastic and motivated he can be. And at that right time, again, that confirmation, I knew it was expanding almost to 14 people, 14 men. And every one of them had a family that attended the children's ark and was part of the church serving somewhere else. And we needed to start that Ohana group. So a lot of the men stepped out and we broke out into small Ohana groups, which was such a blessing. Now, not only we can fellowship as men, we can now fellowship as one big Ohana.
Wasn't that so good? Look at all that was produced through Mark's acting out on God's call. So many lives are different today. And it's so good to know that Mark had Becky, his wife, to confirm that he heard right from the Lord. And of course, Mark didn't panty out. And if God hasn't already done so, God will call you to action and do something that you've never done before. So the question is, how will you answer his call when God shows up and calls you to an action? It may be an action of letting go and forgiving someone, or to admit you're wrong, or stepping out of your comfort zone and doing something that you've never done before that he's calling you to do. Or maybe God is calling out for you to share your relationship with Jesus to someone. And don't worry, you might get it wrong, but that's okay, because God likes us as his children stepping out in faith and hearing his call. How has God been trying to get your attention? Maybe you've had your burning bush moment where God has gotten your attention and you've been stalling on your calling to some kind of action. Maybe you have had some kind of excuse. Remember, if we heed his call, he's not gonna let us fall. Why? Because he promises to be with us all. That's God's promise. And I want to lead you in a time of response right now. In Christ's letter to the church in Laodicea, in the last book of the Bible, Revelation, he speaks to this church as a lukewarm church. And Christ says to them, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. And I wish that you were cold or hot. They professed to know Jesus, but they weren't responding to Jesus' call. And this is what Jesus says to them, to that church in Revelation 3, verse 20. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. And I know Jesus is knocking on our hearts to respond to his calls. And I'm sure that we don't want to be that church that doesn't respond to Jesus' call. That's why he's saying, my brothers and sisters, here I am, and I stand at your door and knock. And anyone who hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. Let's not make any excuses anymore. And this is a picture of Jesus calling us to respond to his call, whatever that is. Let's not be lukewarm. Let's choose to be hot for Jesus. And if you've never responded to Jesus' call to action to receive him into your life by believing he's died for you and wants a relationship with you, it starts with that first action step. And I want to give you that opportunity to open your hearts to Jesus and take that first step, that greatest action step that you could ever take. And this is what John says in 1 John 5, 11 and 12. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. And whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. You see, this is an invitation to receive Jesus into our lives. Jesus took that great action step to die for us and pay for the penalty for all the things that we have done wrong. Why don't we respond to that gift of him offering us eternal life? And that's the best first action step we can ever take to becoming a follower of his, really to becoming a Christian. Can you pray with me? Dear Jesus, I am so grateful that you took that first step, that great action step for you to die and go to the cross and pay for all that we have done wrong. And I thank you that you offer now a gift of your eternal life. Really, it's a gift and an invitation for us to come into relationship with you and have a life now with you and forever. And so, Lord, I open up my life. I choose to believe in you, and I respond to your action by my action of believing in you. And I thank you that now I can call you as my Savior. I can call you as the one who will lead me. And I thank you so much that you died and you have given me eternal life. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Well, if you made that decision and took that action step to open up your hearts to Christ, I want to congratulate you and welcome you into the family of God. And stick around for prayer. Let us know you've made the decision, and we'd love to celebrate that decision with you. Well, until next time, aloha.
Now that was a powerful message and testimony.
I know, right? I feel like Pastor Earl was talking directly to me. So wasn't it crazy that the other night, the Holy Spirit woke me up at 2 a.m. telling me to write an opening prayer for church? Because one day we'd be opening church service. And then the very next day, Pastor Earl texted me to call him.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that maybe one day we would do this, but I didn't think it'd be this week.
Agreed, but I never liked panty out. And who can say no to Pastor Earl? But in all seriousness, you know, we are blown away for this opportunity to serve our Heavenly Father. And we're so blessed that Mark and Becky answered God's call and invited me to the men's group.
I know. Amen to Mark. Thank you so much. Your obedience to take action has been so life-changing for our family. And I know that the seeds you help plant are going to bear so much fruit in the future generations to come.
If you heard God speak to you, or something touched your heart, or you made the decision to accept Jesus into your life, we invite you to connect with us. We'd love to get to know you, welcome you, and pray for you if that's what you're needing. So thanks again for joining us today, and we're super excited to see and hear from the Haitsuka Ohana next week.
So have a fun day.
Blessed week.
And see you all next time.
Bye.
One of the most unhappiest places to be in the Christian life is double-minded, where you do all these religious things because, you know, you should. But in your secret life, you are back in the world, living for the flesh. This is so toxic to our brains. The stress, anxiety, guilt, and shame caused by this inner conflict means your brain is malfunctioning. You know why? It's because you have too much God to enjoy the world, and you have too much world to enjoy God.